You're listening to Leith Rocks. My name is Emily Dodd. I'm joined by geologist Angus Miller, and we will take you on a geological tour of Leith.
Part 6, Waterworld Car Park. Meet the building blocks of Leith.
So here we are in Waterworld Car Park, just off the foot of Easter Road. If you just take a walk along, it's amazing all the different bits of rock. Most of it from Edinburgh, most of it's sandstone. It's a kind of typical light coloured sandstone of Edinburgh. But you look around, you might see the occasional red bit, which has come from further afield. And also some nice hard bits of basalt or dolerite, which are the hard rocks of Edinburgh, used mostly for the sets of the old town and the new town and for curbstones. But you see them, sometimes they've been used in the wall as well.
And is that the same rock that we saw at Loch End Park?
That's right, the really hard stuff that makes the hills of Edinburgh, yeah. So we get... Edinburgh's famous for its sandstone. There's sandstone all around the city, and it's been dug up over the last few centuries and used for many of Edinburgh's buildings. The most famous rock probably is Craigleith sandstone, and you can still go to the old quarry, the Craigleith Raytail Park. It's now completely unfilled, but it used to be 100 metres deep. And the quarry there provided stone all over the world. Really good, high-quality, tough sandstone. And from within the layers of sandstone, it was quite common to find trees as well. So we get fossilised trees, a fantastic example at the Botanical Gardens in Edinburgh, and there's also one outside the Natural History Museum in London. Really nice fossils that give us a little glimpse back into Edinburgh as it was hundreds of millions of years ago, when it was nice and hot and we're near the equator, and it was all very swampy and lush.
So is it made of coal, the tree, or what is it?
Different things happen to trees. You don't tend to get the whole tree preserved. It's millions of years old, so it's been altered. Usually what happens is the tree, the matter decays and it gets replaced by other minerals, so you actually get it being petrified. So it might be calcite that replaces the tree structure. But you get so much detail preserved that you can see, kind of imagine how it was originally, even if it's a different material now.
And it's quite a big piece of tree in the botanics.
Yeah. They're fantastic big trees. They're 40 metres high sometimes. They're just really big monsters.
It's a really good specimen right here on our doorstep.
Thank you for listening to Leith Rocks. It's taking you on a tour of the geology of Leith.
I'm Emily Dodd. You were listening to geologist Angus Miller. And the music was kindly provided by Alan Parkinson.
You'll be disappointed to hear this was the last stop on our tour, a geological tour of Leith, but it isn't the last podcast. We've got one more in store for you, just a wee treat, and that is some of the outtakes from the making of this series. So tune in for our next podcast.